Greetings, friends, and welcome to the Beach Church Podcast. This is the podcast for Sunday, May 28th, the year of our Lord, 2023. And this is the day of Pentecost, the birthday of the church, as we celebrate the story of the inbreaking of the Holy Spirit among the apostles, who went out and preached and acted boldly in the name of Christ. It is that moment that we inherit today as church, and so we'll celebrate that in word and song today. And here in our country, it is Memorial Day weekend. And I pray that each and every one of you in your own way will pause and give thanks and honor to those who have laid down their lives in service to their country. Hold on to their memory and care for their families, the ones they've left behind. And so let's begin this time of remembering, this time of worship, by celebrating the gift of life, by taking in the breath of life, to breathe in and to breathe out, and to thank God. Thank God for the things that are good and pure and true and worthy and lovely, the people and the places and the opportunities. And turn our faces toward the sky and to breathe and to give thanks, and that in this posture we begin together in worship. Please join with me in the opening prayer as printed in the bulletin. You can find that bulletin just below where you found the recording of the podcast. Tap on that line there. I think it says notes, and the bulletin will come up for you. Let's begin. Holy God, you spoke the world into being. Pour your spirit to the ends of the earth, that your children may return from exile as citizens of your commonwealth, and our divisions may be healed by your word of love and righteousness. Amen. Our scripture reading today comes from 1 Corinthians in the 12th chapter, verses 3b to 13. No one can say, "Jesus is Lord," except by the Holy Spirit. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the one Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, the discernment of spirits. To another, various kinds of tongues, to another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are activated by the one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually, just as the Spirit chooses. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. This is the word of God for the people of God, and we give thanks to God for it. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for the gift of your word, alive, living among us. We celebrate the gift in the presence of your Holy Spirit. Bless us with time to discern, to hear exactly what it is you're saying to each and every one of us, as one body and as individual members of this body of Christ. Join us here and now, we pray. Save us from distraction and misinterpretation. Help us to hear your voice. We pray this in your holy name and say, Amen. Well, here we are, 50 days after the resurrection, the day of Pentecost. As we consider the ancient story of the movement of the Holy Spirit, the receiving of the help that Jesus promised before he ascended, before he returned to the Father, 50 days they've been wondering and waiting and worrying and telling and retelling the stories, recounting the events of the last 3 years, combing over the ancient stories of their faith that they knew from childhood, remembering how it is that he shed light on those stories, opened their minds to a new understanding of who they are, who God made them to be, and why they were in this room together for such a time as this. He'd promised to meet them there. His emissaries, remember the story at the ascension of the two men in white robes, who encouraged them to stop staring at the sky and waiting for something to happen, but to return. And they return, and they're back in the upper room, and they're praying, and they're telling these stories. And then in a moment on this feast day, a celebration of what is good and the provisions of God, God provides. God comes like a mighty wind. And I would encourage you to read the accounting that is in the book of Acts in the second chapter, Acts 2, verses 1 through 21. I'll paraphrase it, but you go read it for yourself today sometime. They're gathered together, participating, I'd imagine, in what is expected on the day of Pentecost, on this feast day, and yet, just like it's been for them since that night of the festival of unleavened bread, that Passover night, it's new and different, and there's a new perspective on all of it. And in the midst of this time, 50 days after the shouts of he is risen indeed, after his visits behind the locked doors, after just 10 days prior, watching him as he returns to the heavenly places, and yet having this eerie feeling, this peace that passes understanding, that he didn't leave them at all. In fact, he is eerily present among them. And on this day, this Pentecost day, they sat together, the 12 and the others, and the Spirit broke in, unmistakably, undeniably. Like a storm, the Spirit enters into the room, fills them up, opens their minds and their mouths, as if a tongue of fire rested on each and every one of their heads. They had become the burning bush that was not consumed, on fire with the Spirit of God. In all of this tumult, the crowds gather. They leave the place where they're staying, and some street preaching takes place. Peter steps out boldly and preaches. And the others begin to speak too. And the thing that's quite unique about what they're saying is they are speaking in languages that they have no experience with. They're all Galileans. And yet they're speaking in all of the languages of the known world. All of the languages of those gathered there who come from all parts of the known world. And they hear loud and clear this gospel message coming from this simple, itinerant band of nobodies. And they can't shut up. And Peter tells them that. A few in the crowd mock them. They say that they're drunk. And Peter shuts that down. This is not the time for drinking. This is the time for bold preaching. And many, many, many thousands of them are overwhelmed. They have no category. They have no explanation. Surely this movement is of God. And they bow down and they confess the name of the Lord. Baptized in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. It's a beautiful, powerful, exciting story. And as you get into that whole saga that plays out in the book of Acts, you realize that all of the promises, if you read the companion books, if you read Luke and Acts, in their entirety, you see how they mirror each other. All of the promises, the teaching, the ministry, the sacrifice of Jesus is then manifest and played out and lived out in the lives of apostles and disciples. You see the Holy Spirit, the promise of this gift, that you will do the things that I do, as in fact, you'll do even greater things than this. Why all of this? Why should we care? Because it's still alive. It's still happening right now. It's in the gift of this church, this body of Christ. Church has implications. The word church can have beautiful, wonderful, comforting implications for people and meaning. It brings them, they think of their church, their local congregation, and it brings them comfort and strength and hope. And others hear the word church and they bristle. This church, this body of Christ, transcends all of that. It's not saccharine and emotional. It's not the sum of the sins of those who have come in the name of the church and failed. This is the beautiful, mysterious, healing word of God that comes through the power of the Holy Spirit. This church, she is God's bride. And she is beautiful and comforting and mysterious and loving and hope-filled. This is the church. This is the church that is birthed on this day. And those who come to serve in the name of this church, inspired by this central spirit, this gift of Christ, this Holy Spirit, they do so in a variety of ways. And this, my dear friends, is where I pray that you will lean in and listen and print out this part of the text today. These beautiful pair of letters to the church in Corinth, the encouragement that Paul gives to the church as it's progressed now. And they're finding out how hard it is as human beings to live in unity. And how it is that they ought to stay faithful in the midst of the stuff that gets in the way. And he reminds them. Central to it all is this Holy Spirit. But each and every one of you have a role to play. Some of you are great speakers and influencers. Know that that's a gift from the Holy Spirit. Some of you are healers. And great prayer warriors, know that this is a gift of the same Holy Spirit. And some of you can speak prophecy. Others will learn to speak in languages that are not your own. You have a gift of speaking in a way that you can be understood by people who might be strangers to you. People whose life stories, histories, ethnicities, ways of being in the world are completely foreign to you. But it is the unifying love of God through the power of the Holy Spirit that allows you to touch their lives with the grace of God. That's my hope for the church on this day. And a reminder, yes, it is Memorial Day weekend. And we might think that these are two different things. One is a holy day, the day of Pentecost, and what we remember and honor and lift up on this holy day. And the other one we would consider a holiday. And for many, that's what it is. It's a day off. It's a vacation day from work. It's an opportunity to maybe have friends over for a barbecue. And it's that if we choose to leave it there. But this holiday, Memorial Day, can also be a holy day, ought to be, a day of remembrance, a day where we remember, and maybe nearly and dearly, people that gave their lives in service to their country and countrymen, and their families who now live without them. They just have their memories and the hurt and the wounds. And if it's a holy day, if we remember it with sacrifice of our time, to really remember. And then if we remember this holy day of Pentecost with its reverence and its respect for the Holy Spirit, and remember that it's also a feast and a holiday and comes with great joy and celebration, that the gifts of God are bestowed to each and every one, then it allows us as people of faith to come into the day of memorial with great hope that all is not lost, that those who served and died are not lost to us forever, and to the most ideal, to the grand vision of liberty and justice for all, the grand American ideal, I firmly believe that that is God-inspired. and that to die in service to that high ideal, God-given rights to life and liberty, the pursuit of happiness, that's worthy. That's certainly worthy of our remembrance and our praise. That's certainly worthy of a thank you to the families who've lost someone in this service. It's worthy of our celebration. It's worthy of a holy day, and it's worthy of a holiday, and it's worthy of us remembering that the power of the Holy Spirit that we celebrate here at Pentecost infuses our celebrations and our remembrances. They're not separate. They're woven together, because that's where our hope comes from. And it's a call to those of you who are gifted in a thousand different ways. And I've preached on this before. If you're good with numbers, if you're a money person, invite the Holy Spirit into your ability to manage money and help prosperity come to fruition. If you're good at organizing, helping people get food where food is needed, clothing where clothing is needed, shelter where shelter is needed. Amen to that. Thanks be to God. It's a gift of the Holy Spirit. Same Spirit. Same Spirit that's helping people put enough money in their pockets to make their miracle happen. Same Spirit that helps people get in touch with services and foods and essentials that they need. Same. For the one who knows how to come alongside someone and ask the right question to start the conversation, to say, hey, I can't help but notice that you're looking a little down. Do you mind if I sit here for a minute? And the prayer warriors, you know, the miracle workers. You know some, you may be one. You may have that story that you only tell a few people that starts with, this is going to sound a little weird, but... And you know the story of the person that maybe got the diagnosis that looked so grim, and the prayer warriors came alongside, and there was miraculous healing. Those who can speak, it seems, spontaneously in a language that's not their own. Prayer languages, ancient languages, all of the same Spirit, all of the one church. So before I go on and on and on, I pray this. Read this story. Know that you're invited. You're at that table too. The story transcends time and space. It's outside of it. It's an eternal story. And so therefore, it's going on right now. And God invites you to participate in it. And for those of you for whom Memorial Day and this weekend are deep and hard, and they go well beyond this particular day in May, that every day for you is Memorial Day, call out to the Holy Spirit to connect you with hope and peace and love and joy and community and trust. God is with us. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Fill us with the right words at the right time. Clarify our thinking. If we have been blessed with the ability to give help, help us to have the courage to go out and give it. If we find ourselves in need, bless us with the faith to open our hands and to raise our voice and to ask. there is tremendous, beautiful, eternal good news on this day of Pentecost. A holy day, a holiday. I humble myself and I simply say, Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of this day. Thank you for the gift of your church, this body of Christ, awakened and enlivened by the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Bless us with courage and strength. Show us who we are. Show us who you've made us to be as a body and as individual members of that body. Holy One, we recognize that the world needs your church. And we need her to be bold and courageous and present. Bless every member of this body, O God, to be at the best of our ability, our skills, our God-ordained callings. Come, Holy Spirit, come, revive and revitalize your church. And for each and every one of us, O God, help us to lean in and listen and to pray, to open ourselves up, to know with certainty and with boldness how you have gifted us to bless the world in your name. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. As the song goes, O God, may it be so with us. We pray, O God, for those who grieve the loss of loved ones in service to our country. Come alongside them on this day, O God. Lift them up with the promises of our faith and help us to do the same. And you know each and every one of us, O God. We have celebrations and joys and concerns in our lives, and they all mix together to form the stories of our lives. And we pause for a moment to share our individual needs with you so that you might celebrate with us, that you might guide us and heal us in a variety of ways. Come, Holy Spirit, come into this silent space. We break our silence. We give you thanks for your presence in the midst of our silence. Help us to practice peace and quiet every single day. Among the things that we celebrate as we recognize the birth of the church today, we celebrate a prayer that has been saved for us. Hear us, O God, as we say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And so, friends, as we move on from this moment together, I pray that we can do so with this mix, Pentecost and Memorial Day weekend, that we would have a profound sense of the holiness of the day, of every day, and the holiday, the celebration that is the day, and every day. Knowing full well that God is in the midst of it all. Our God that we know in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, who bids you peace. Go in peace. Amen.